Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. Friday, May the 2nd, 2025. And then there were two. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan tonight. Emily had to leave for the second hour, but it was good to have her in here. And Cinco de Mayo party tonight. But you packed up the chips. I don't know what's going on there. I was eating the chips, and you just put them in a bag. Took them right off the table.
Well, I mean, you can have them.
You packed everything up. What was that all about?
I mean, if you want them, I'll put them back out.
No, you can leave them in.
I didn't realize anybody was eating them. I was like, there's no point to have them out.
Periodically, I was eating them. All right, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right, what do you make of the big city council vote coming up on Monday? That's a big deal.
I think I'm most curious to see that if the city council is in opposition to it, if the mayor just does it anyways.
Well, it's first on the agenda on Monday night, 6:30, second floor, City Hall chambers. It's the big thing in regard to will City Hall be closed after city council meetings. What do you think? Do you think people will show up and speak out against it? Do you think that city council will let this go through? We know that there are three people who are not in favor of it.
I'm sure.
And I think Mr. Prater is not in favor of it. If he changes his mind, that's going to be a pretty drastic thing, so I know four that are not in favor of it.
I forgot what the question was. Yeah, I think that people will show up to speak out against it.
I mean, but a lot of people are afraid. I learned that today. People are afraid to stand next to the mayor and say things. I had no idea that was a thing.
I don't know. I think that's got to be more of a fear of like public speaking than having to do with the mayor.
No, height, apparently. Height is what I heard.
I don't think that the mayor's all that tall, though.
What does height have to do with it?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
He's sitting down.
If you're short and somebody, it's kind of like why small animals don't like big animals. It's just
fight. This is not even going to near get into a fight. The police chief is sitting right there.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Maybe, I don't know. That's just beyond me, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think the mayor is all that intimidating a fellow.
No, but I'll tell you, they got to do something about these boards.
I think if you want to have an effective board, you got to cut it down to about five people.
That whole Harding Museum room was full of people. Now, how is that going to be effective?
I don't know. Maybe they'll like split into groups.
You know, I would like to know how they choose these people. It's usually based on position. It's based on, can we get some money out of them? And it's based on, do you have some access to something?
Well, I assume you have to volunteer.
Well, sometimes they ask, sometimes you volunteer. You know, it's kind of interesting, though, because boards are not usually media friendly because they're afraid you're going to report on what's going on their board.
Isn't that the point?
Yeah, I think so. So they don't want media to be on their board. I mean, I've been on a few boards.
Oh, on the board.
Yeah.
I see. You meant like at the board meetings.
Yeah, because if there's a disagreement or if there's something they don't want talked about, they don't want you going out and speaking about it.
Well, isn't that a conflict of interest anyways?
I don't know if it's no, I don't think it's a conflict of interest. Maybe in government, but I don't think it is with like a, you know, Ohio State board. And some people want publicity, so... You know, it just depends. If it's like a short-term board, but if it's a board that's going to be meeting several times, probably not. I just don't know. Are we going to make a big deal for the 250th anniversary of this country?
I think that they're going to try.
I don't know. That's a weird number to me. Now, I understood. Well, 100. and 200 and 300, but 250? What is that? It's not even, is it, what is that?
It's the...
It's not the bicentennial. 200 would be the bicentennial.
Quarter millennia? Quarter millennia.
What's that? Who cares?
A quarter of a thousand.
But what are we celebrating?
A quarter of a thousand years.
Age. We're celebrating age.
Yep.
Okay.
America's 250 years old.
Well, I hear there's going to be a military parade on Donald Trump's birthday.
That's terrible.
Apparently they're planning it right now in Washington, D.C.
You know who does that? You know who does that? Dictators. Dictators do that.
Well, the president does that now, we can say.
Military marches on your birthday is very, you know. You know who does that? Kim Jong-un. They love those kind of things over there.
Well, you know, I thought it was odd that Trump wore a blue suit to the Pope's funeral. Everybody else was in black.
Yeah, he's dumb.
You're just to that point now, huh?
I mean...
Got nothing nice to say at all.
It's a funeral. Everybody knows you wear black to a funeral. Like, what?
I've never seen Trump in a black suit.
He can wear black for... Did he not wear black, like, while he was campaigning one time?
I don't remember it. It's always in that blue suit. Mm. I've seen different ties, like a blue tie and a red tie.
Well, I don't know. I thought he'd won a black suit. But anyways, I mean...
Does anybody want to defend any of this?
It's a funeral. You gotta wear the black. That's just how it goes.
Well, if somebody would like to defend any of this, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Military parades or blue suits to funerals for the Pope.
I'm surprised the Vatican didn't, like, kick him out.
Well, I think Pope Francis was a, you know, very forgiving person.
Well, yeah.
I don't think they would have kicked anybody out of his funeral.
No, probably not. It's not a very Catholic-like thing to do.
So where do you put the country right now? How do you feel things are going? 100 days into this thing. 102 days now, or 103.
On a scale from 1 to 10, I think we're about a 3 and a half.
3 and a half. And where were we as Biden left?
I don't know. Solid 6, I guess. 6 is all right.
You know, I heard the thing again. I've heard it and seen it. People disagree with it. But the one thing that I keep seeing is that Biden is the only president, the only 4-year period in the history where jobs were created every month of his presidency.
Yes, I've seen that.
Now, why does he get such a bad reputation? How do you have that kind of record where you're the only person in the history of this country, coming up on 250, to ever do that, and people knock your presidency? Well, what do you have to do to be a good president?
People liked Barack Obama.
Charismatic.
Joe Biden was not charismatic.
No, he wasn't. But, I mean, don't people care about what's actually being done?
I mean, I think that people think they care about what's being done, but I don't think you actually see the repercussions of a presidency until, you know.
I don't think anybody was a big fan of Joe Biden, but I think you can look at the man objectively and say he had been a politician for a long time. He had been in the Senate for a long time. He had been vice president. He knew how to get things done. He knew how to work with the Congress. He knew how to work with the Senate. And that's why he had a record like that. You cannot bring people from outside and expect them to know how it works. It doesn't work locally. It doesn't work statewide. And it certainly doesn't work nationally. And I'm sorry, legislators are not the most charismatic people in the world.
That's why I'm actually thinking about for the next gubernatorial election, pulling a Republican ballot.
For what?
Dave Yost.
Oh, so you don't like the Heather Hills or the Vivek Ramaswamy's or the people who've never been in government?
No. I think if you're gonna put somebody in government, you want a politician.
So now you would be more open with who you're voting for and what you're doing.
Maybe.
Well, you just said.
Well, this is a gubernatorial election.
Yeah, So you'd vote for Dave Yost?
Yeah. I don't think he's got much of a chance.
Well, I don't know.
I think Vivek pretty good and well has it.
I'm still shocked at the negative response he got. I don't know if I believe these polls now. Because everybody I've talked to had a negative response. They just said he didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything.
Right, so that's going to be a problem. The more he's covered, the worse that's going to get.
I don't know. It's one of those things. I think that the fact that his name is Vivek Ramaswamy has something to do with it.
That's going
to
be a problem for a Republican.
Because Donald Trump said, in my own opinion, Donald Trump does the same thing. He goes out there and just talks in circles and doesn't say anything. And then, at least when he's campaigning. I mean, he goes out there and just says all kinds of stuff now. But, anyways, he goes out there and he just kind of talks in circles, and that seems to be Vivek's approach.
You know what's interesting? When I heard Donald Trump give that phone interview the other night, which was a live interview.
Phone interview for where?
I was on, I think, News Nation is where I heard it. And, you know, there is, and I'm not saying this because they knocked Joe Biden for mental issues, but there's something wrong with him. He's not sounding the way he used to sound.
Biden?
No, Trump.
Oh.
There's something a little off with the way he's speaking now. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I mean, he almost sounds... He sounds genuine in the answers he's giving, but the answers are so off to what they're asking him. It's very strange.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you have to look at the interview.
I mean, I've only seen one interview that he's given recently, and it was... I don't even know who it was with. It was on ABC. And,
yeah, that was another bad interview. He didn't say anything. No. He didn't...
He harped on the fact that there was, like, MS-13 tattoos on the one.
Yes, now that... Now, do you think he thinks that that's true, or do you think... that he knows he's lying?
I think it just fits his narrative, honestly.
I don't know. I'm starting to think he believes it. Because the way he says it, I think he might believe it, which is more troubling than if you're just making it up.
I don't know. I mean, I think if you say something with enough confidence, you can get people to believe anything.
No, it's not confidence. It's as if he's really trying to tell you, explain it. Like, he said to the guy, "You think that's Photoshopped? Have you seen it?" Well, the guy's telling you it's Photoshopped, so you know he's seen it. It wasn't like the bombastic Trump that would have just said, "You're a liar." It wasn't that. It was, he was really trying to explain it to him.
Yeah, he was like, "Well, it says MS-13 right on the knuckles," and then the dude was like, "Well, on the
It's been proven that that's Photoshopped."
He said in the picture that was taken of him in the prison in Venezuela, somewhere. I don't remember where they ship him to. But anyways, the El Salvador, I think. But I lost my train of thought. The photos that were taken of him in the prison in El Salvador didn't have the tattoos on his knuckles.
Yeah, and then he kept on and on.
And then he did. He just was like, "No, I'm telling you." It said on his knuckles.
And he you think that was Photoshopped? Like, genuinely thought... But that was a thoughtful question.
Oh, man.
That's worrisome. And then he said he had a phone call with the leader of China, and they were sorting out things, and the Chinese leader said, "We never talked."
Yeah, the Chinese leader told him to stop making up lies.
Yeah, I mean, why would you do that?
I don't know.
As everybody is, and the whole tariff thing in general is not going well for him. And he doesn't seem to care. He doesn't seem to get it. Well, I don't know if he gets it or not. I'm not even sure if there are tariffs or not anymore. It's day to day. One day they're on, next day they're off. One day they're on, next day they're off.
Aren't we in a 90-day pause or something with China?
I don't know. It depends on who he's talking to at the time.
I don't know what's going on.
See, do you understand it? I mean, I don't think we're in a tariff with Canada anymore, and I think the tariffs with Mexico are gone. But I think we were going to hang in there with China, and then all of a sudden we weren't. And then he said, there are going to be certain items that are excluded. I don't know if they were or not.
Well, the last thing I heard him say about the tariffs on China is that American kids might have to go with two dolls instead of 40.
Yeah, what was that? Who's got 30 dolls? Well, what house do you... Who gets you 30 dolls for Christmas? Like that saying, that bothers me. Like, that's not normal to say. That's not even, like, Trump bravado. That's just, like, weird to say that.
Maybe Trump's just getting, like, fed up.
Fed up?
Oh, yeah, he's been having a rough time.
Would that be your go-to? If you were trying to make a point with dolls, would you say kids are going to have to do without 30?
No, I think...
What kid gets 30 dolls?
It's like a slight...
Is it?
It's like saying that...
Like a slight to who? Nobody gets 30 dolls anyway. You should have said you're going to have to do without a doll this year.
He's just saying that we're going to have to stop... Like people aren't going to be able...
So you can understand this language that he speaks in.
I can't think... this is my...
Well, you're trying to explain it. I can't... I take him for what he says, and I say, okay, whatever. I don't understand that. I don't get it.
Well, this is just what I'm...
I don't even talk about it anymore on this show, because I don't think... I think there might be some mental issues there, and I don't think it's funny to make fun of the man's mental acuity, which there's something wrong.
Why not?
Because I didn't think it was funny with Joe Biden, because I don't know that he's been diagnosed with anything. See, and I don't think it's funny with Trump, but I do think there's something wrong there.
See, but Joe Biden never made fun of anybody's mental state. Trump made fun of a mentally deficient reporter and Joe Biden.
Well, you know, he shouldn't have done it. And I don't think that he should have it done to him. I think he needs to get it checked out.
Do unto others as you would have done unto you.
Well, whatever. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, if you have anything to say. I don't know. I just, you know, it's almost as even if his people have a hard time explaining him anymore. Because do you argue for tariffs now or don't you? Because he's on and off about them all the time. And the other day he said, you know, this thing with China, they're going to absorb it and I don't think we're going to be able to do anything about it. Then that's when he said, we're going to make a deal, and I talked with the guy and the guy said, you're lying. We did not talk.
The Mexican president said that her and Trump had been talking.
That's good.
Yeah.
But what's getting done?
She said that there's no deal yet, but it's good that they're talking.
And where are we with Canada, who says we are no longer friends?
I don't think we're talking to Canada.
Well, there you go.
The Canadian Prime Minister was elected on a strictly anti-Trump
platform. And did you see all the other Canadians now are being elected that way as well?
Yup.
All you gotta do in Canada to become an office holder is say you hate Trump and you're against everything he stands for, and you'll get elected up in Canada.
That's how you do it.
And the Liberal Party in Canada was just about dead. They had not had a conservative leader in quite a while.
Dead.
Yeah, they had not won. They'd had Trudeau, and they'd had, who was the guy? Tony, that's England. But who was prior to Trudeau?
What? I don't know who was prior to Trudeau.
The Conservative Party has always been more popular in Canada. They've had very few Liberal leaders.
No.
Yeah.
Canada is far more Liberal than the U.S.
They have a Conservative Party in Canada.
I'm aware.
Trudeau was a part of it.
Trudeau was a Liberal.
Why would you throw out a Liberal to bring a Liberal in?
Because Trudeau, it's a whole big thing. I can look it up for you if you want to make sure I'm not wrong, but I'm almost certain Trudeau was a Liberal. They just didn't like him because he started to, like, bend to Trump, and they're like, we're not doing any of that.
I think Trudeau was more to the conservative side. I think that's what they felt.
No, he was just scared of Trump.
Well, where did that get him?
Kicked out of
office. He didn't even run again.
Well, no, because
he was... Kicked out? He wasn't kicked out.
Oh, they basically told him that he was done. The party was going to not go with him. But no, I mean, I'm pretty sure Trudeau was a member of the Liberal Party of Canada.
Okay, and you're telling me the Liberal who is in there now, what's his name?
I don't know.
And you think they believe in the same thing? He's like the Bernie Sanders wing of the Liberal
Party. I know that... well, I mean, Justin Trudeau is pretty liberal. I mean, the man made, like, he made a lot of social sweeps. I mean, that he was his kind of thing.
I don't think Trudeau was all that. He's the guy who made the deal with Trump the first time around.
It's
the Canadian
he
deal.
He was scared of Trump. And then Canada said, look, man, we're not having that. And then you know, they said, look, you're not going again.
So why are all the conservatives being thrown out now?
The conservatives were never all that popular.
So what's the story then? Then why does this mean anything?
Because, I mean, I assume there were it's just more conservatives are losing office now.
Okay, so what's the point then?
What do you mean?
I don't think that's true at all. I'm gonna have to research that tonight, because I don't think that's true at all. Because things Trudeau believed were not exactly anything that the people were running on. They were all running against him, and if he was a member of their own party, I would not see the point in that.
He was a member of their party.
Right, but I don't think they thought of it that way anymore. I think they thought of him as toxic because of the decisions he made.
Mark Carney.
I don't think he has anything good to say about Trudeau.
Well, no, that's because Trudeau started to, like, give in to Trump.
Right, and they considered that to be a more conservative slant.
He was a coward.
So you're saying... Trudeau, who got up in the end of his term and said, I'm not doing any... Trump, you're out. We're not doing that. Why?
Because he got bullied when he...
Yeah, but he was already done.
He was going to make concessions on the border with Trump, and then all of a sudden a whole bunch of Canadian politicians were like, no, we're not doing that.
Okay. Anyway, so what else you got?
I mean, as far as what?
The world.
The Pope died. That's sad.
Okay, you wanted to talk about that for some reason. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. I thought the Pope was pretty good.
Well, apparently Mark Carney is going to visit Trump. And they're going to start tearing... Well, he's not going to be like very long, I guess, either.
Well, you'll have that, I guess.
So, I don't know.
Is his name Carney?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought the Pope was good. I think that they should stick with the older popes, personally. I think that if you're going to have somebody, if you're going to prop somebody up as an idol as to what you should strive to be for a lifelong service to the people, I think you should have somebody who's had lifelong service to the people, and you can't have lifelong service to the people at 50 years old, but you can at 70. So.
Yeah, from 2006 to 2015, they had a conservative leader in Canada.
What dates?
2006 to 2015. That's a long time. 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then progressive conservative in 93, another conservative, 84 to 93, Brian Mulroney was probably their most well-known prime minister. These other people didn't stay very long. I mean, Trudeau was there for 10 years, but I don't think they much cared for him.
No.
And Harper was a conservative prior to Trudeau. So they are... And Mulroney had been there for a long time. They had one liberal from 2003 to 2006.
So I guess their conservative party are just like conservative Democrats here.
Right. So the conservative party was, for the most part, in control in Canada.
I don't know, but for the most part.
Well, yeah. If you got Mulroney and then 10 years of the other guy... Harper. The only time you've got a liberal in there, you got 3 years in the early 2000s, and you've got 10 years of Trudeau, if you consider that liberal.
Trudeau's liberal.
I don't think they thought he was.
He was under the Liberal Party.
He ran in that party, but I don't think people thought Joe Biden was liberal. I think people now don't think the Clintons were liberal.
Well, I think that when you think liberal, you're thinking...
How many times in the election did we hear Kamala is not the Democratic Party of Clinton or Obama or that group? He's not that.
I don't think she is.
Oh, but they're the same party.
I mean, they endorsed her.
Right, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, Trump's of the Republican Party. They're hard-pressed to find a... I don't know how many Republican presidents are alive besides Bush, and he kind of stays out of politics.
So you're saying Trudeau went downhill in a month. He'd already decided not to run, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, not a month. I mean, he had stayed in office for a while. But
10 years.
Yes, but, like, I mean...
So it wasn't about Trump. They didn't like him in the end because of Trump, but yeah. He wasn't running anyway.
They told him that they weren't going to, like... They told him that they were going to run somebody against him, essentially. They were going to, essentially, like... I don't...
In 2 months?
No!
When did Trump become president? January 20th. When did Trudeau go out?
It's been
about a month.
It's been, like, 3.5 months.
Right. Trump came in on January the 20th, and Trudeau went out, I think, the end of March. So you're saying a month and a half ended him. And they had a whole campaign over there, found a new guy, elected him, did that whole thing, and put him right in.
Oh. Yeah.
No, that's not what happened. See, again, I think you're Googling too much. Now, did they like Trudeau's stance with Trump? No. But in that month and a half of tariffs, he was not for Trump. I saw many of Trudeau's speeches where he said, I don't agree with what you're saying. We are not going to become the 51st state. We're not doing any of that.
That's because they didn't like him when they...
He'd already said he wasn't running again. So what did it mean? What difference did it mean to him? By the time Trump got in on January 20th, he was not running again because he had become incredibly unpopular in Canada. But what I'm saying is, it looked like the Conservatives were going to get in. And then Trump came in and destroyed the Conservative Party in Canada.
Pulev, or whatever the man's name was, he was looking to be a contender, and then he, like, dropped off the face.
Looked like he was going to win.
And then he dropped off the face of the earth by the election.
Right. And now, all those Conservatives that they thought were going to get into office in Canada are not.
Yep.
So, that's my point. It looked like Canada was going Conservative, just like apparently we have in this country, and it didn't happen. And they believe that's all based in Donald Trump's takeover down here. The whole country turned around in a month and a half.
I don't know about that. I mean, the Conservative, Pulev was still he was still a lot more liberal than Trump.
Well, yes, but he was running before Trump won.
Yeah.
Right. So it had nothing to do with Trump. It just people said, we don't want that.
He was campaigning.
And I guarantee you, if Trudeau thought that that was going to happen, he would have ran again.
He was campaigning like Trump.
Right. And if Trudeau thought that he could have won again, if he thought that the popularity was going to dip like
Trudeau
that...
Trudeau was not a popular fellow.
No, he was... I think you've got it all screwed up, though. Trudeau was unpopular, and it looked like was going to get beat by the Conservatives. So Trudeau said, you know what? 10 years is enough. I'm leaving. I've had enough of this. They put Carney in. It didn't look like Carney was going to win. Then all of a sudden, Trump started up with his 51st state stuff and tariff stuff. And then all of a sudden, here come the liberals again. If Trudeau had known that was going to happen, I believe he would have run again.
I don't know.
I do. Why wouldn't he have?
Because everybody disliked him.
No. His party was starting to become the unpopular party because they didn't like what he was doing with Ukraine. They didn't like some of the rules he was making in Canada.
And
they felt that the Conservative Party was becoming popular in Canada for the first time in 10 years. But it didn't happen. Mainly because of Trump.
Well, yeah, but I think that's the case for...
But Trudeau was not... Where do you get that Trudeau was weak on Trump? Their path only crossed for about 2 months.
It was towards the time when Trump first got in office and he said that he was going to tariff Canada and Mexico.
And did you not hear Trudeau's speech? We will not bend. We're not becoming the 51st state. We will hold out. We'll tariff you back. That was Trudeau on his way out the door. If he liked the guy or bent to him, why would he do that?
The man put up a border security bill that was put down by the Canadian whoever, Parliament. I guess is what they're
referring
to. Well, yeah, but
better watch out now because this guy's meeting with Trump. Now he's probably going to go downhill.
I don't know. I think if he, so long as he keeps a strong stance against.
See, but now, see, what you, see that history you just gave, which was incorrect. See, I think that's why we're getting more misinformed as a country.
Well, that's also probably just because, like, I mean, that's...
I think that's what you think happened because of internet.
Well, I don't look into the Canadian politics. That is my understanding from the little bit that I have looked into, and it's been a while.
Well, right, but I'm saying I needed to look into it there to see exactly, because that certainly wasn't what I remembered.
I remember Trudeau putting, like I said, I remember Trudeau putting up a border bill thing, and then the parliament was like, no, we're not doing all that.
Right, but he was not running for election.
But that was a thing he did after, well, not, I don't know if it was before or after Donald Trump got in office, but it was definitely after he was elected.
Yeah. But again, at that point, he's not running. Whatever he does or doesn't do is not going to affect him.
Okay, well, then maybe it was just my understanding that they kicked him out. But, I mean, I know that he was rather unpopular.
No, right, and they felt that he was going to get beat by the conservative. And that's why they nominated Carney instead of him.
Yeah, so the party kicked him out.
Right, but not because of the Trump. It was because...
Okay, so that's my misunderstanding, not misinformation.
Right, but when I say the country has leaned conservative in the majority of the last 30 years, they have.
Well, that's just, again, my confusion, because Canada just, considered
and they
him a
did,
little bit.
And they did, as you are making the point now, they considered Trudeau to be a more conservative, that this liberal, who they'd had for 10 years, was becoming too conservative for their liberal party. And I think every liberal who ran in that election beat him above the head and shoulders, Trudeau, for his policies. Said, you're not liberal enough. You're dealing with other countries. You're trying to make agreements. We don't like that. We don't want that.
Is that not what liberal people do?
Oh, it depends on what the deal is. We wouldn't make a deal with Russia.
We wouldn't make a deal with Russia.
I don't think we would.
We make deals.
Depends on what the deal is.
Russia's the only country not tariffed right now.
No. Are you talking now? I think you said liberals. We don't have a liberal running this country right now.
Oh. You just said we.
No, I said you said liberals, don't liberals make deals? And I said with certain countries under certain circumstances. But I think we're seen as Russia right now to Canada. So no, I don't think the liberals would.
About that.
Oh, I do. That 51st state thing, they booed our national anthem.
Well, yeah, they're angry, but I don't think when they see us as Russia.
When their prime minister gets up and says, our friendship is over.
We're not going to attack Canada.
Never attacked Russia. Never.
Well, yeah, but that's... That'd be a whole other thing. Proxy wars exist. We've fought many a war with the Soviet Union. Not Russia, specifically Russia, I guess, because Russia's not been around for a while. But
I'm just saying,
combat against Wagner group.
Do you think Biden made a deal with Putin to stop the Ukraine war?
I'm sure Biden made deals with Putin.
So you think there was a deal made?
Oh, not maybe not to stop the Ukraine war's still going on,
right.
So not...
Now, do you think it's likely that Trump will make a deal with Russia to stop the Ukraine war?
Well, I mean, Marco Rubio said that, you know, if a deal doesn't be reached soon, then he's going to stop trying.
There you go.
So.
All right, if anybody's got anything to say, we got 13 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, I was going to do the Al Gore thing earlier today, and we never got to it. It's about a week old now, but it's still pertinent. Al Gore's back out talking about global warming. But he got hit in one of his speeches because former Vice President Al Gore rebuked the Trump administration in remarks at a climate crisis event recently, comparing its ongoing attacks on liberty to Nazi Germany. In his comments at the San Francisco Climate Week conference, Gore argued that the Trump administration's scale and scope of the ongoing attacks on liberty are literally unprecedented. With that in mind, I want to note that before I use what is not a precedent, I understand very well why it's wrong to compare Adolf Hitler's Third Reich to any other movement. It was unequivocally evil. Full stop. I get it. But there are important lessons from the history of the emergent evil, Gore said. The former vice president, who has devoted his post-White House life to the climate change, said that immediately after World War II, a small group of philosophers who had escaped the Nazi Reich returned to Germany, where they performed a kind of moral autopsy on the former regime. The first step in Germany's descent to hell, Gore said, quoting the philosopher Theodore Adorno? Maybe, was the conversion of all questions of truth into questions of power. He described how the Nazis attacked the very heart of the distinction between true and false. So there you go. Now, I said you shouldn't compare anybody to Hitler, and Al Gore went into great detail to say, I'm not comparing him to Hitler, but here's a problem.
If you have to say, I'm not comparing him to Hitler, but it sounds to me like you're comparing him to Hitler.
No, it's because everybody jumps on you when you do it. So he was saying, listen, this is how it started. I'm not saying the man is Hitler. That's unequivocal evil. But this is how the Nazi Party got moving. So you think Al Gore should take heat for that?
I mean, I don't know.
He did.
I mean, probably not. Of course he did. Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, y'all.
How's it going?
Oh, well, if I had surgery on Wednesday.
Oh, how'd it go?
It went good, but you know, I mean, it's not life or death, but you know how you just kind of like blah afterwards for a little while.
Yeah, after it's rough when you can't get up and do what you want to do.
Yeah, had to call Dr. Summer off.
Oh, well, at least you got a little time off.
Yeah, I'll be off till the middle of July, or June, rather, June.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be great? But yeah, no,
well,
June.
Well, hey, that's nice to have the whole month of May off.
Yeah, so what's new, anything?
Well, mainly talking about City Council on Monday, where the thing about closing City Hall early after meetings is on the agenda. We've talked a lot about that.
I think that'll prompt a bigger turnout.
You know, it did last week. I think a lot of people thought it was going to go on last week, and I saw a lot of people show up who I had not seen there before, so maybe it will, and it's first thing on the agenda this week. I mean, it only takes a few voices.
True. That's true.
I hope so. I mean, even if people think it's a good idea, I hope they show up to say it.
Yeah, let your voice be heard one way or another. You're right.
Right, and that's the important part, I think, is to say what you mean and mean what you say.
My grandma used to always say that.
Yeah, well, it's true. I don't know why. I mean, I appreciate people's opinion as long as it's a thoughtful opinion. I get lost when people start arguing and calling each other names. That I lose that. But as long as you have a thoughtful opinion, I'm good with it.
Yeah, name-calling's kind of like first-grade type stuff.
Yeah, and we talked today a lot about how boards, you know, board of directors are not really effective because you have too many people on them and it's the same old people, so we talked a lot about that.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say hi and check in. Hi, Matt.
Well, hello. Well, keep feeling better and keep listening.
Oh, once I get back to my old self and I have all the extra time still left, I'll be calling and bugging you every day, Scott.
Well, I'll love it. Thank you. Glad things went okay. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. I had heard from Sarah for a couple of days, so I wondered where she was. I'm glad to know she's doing well after surgery.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad.
That's important. All right, 740-383-9944. 8 minutes left to go.
Exciting.
It is. Your show next hour is probably about as exciting as this show.
So next hour, I'm going to talk a little bit about the draft. Caden will not be here, so I don't know how much there really is to talk about. I'm going to talk about the Ohio State players that have gone. I'll talk about Shedeur Sanders. Probably talk about...
I still don't understand that story.
It's a good story. I'll talk about some of the maybe I'll explain that a little more, because it is a little complex. But anyways, I'll talk about the city council thing. Definitely going to talk about the, well, I guess, committee meeting, it would be. So yeah, a little bit of.
Do you think it's an attack on the media, or do you think it's a security issue?
Well, I certainly don't think it's a security issue. I mean, they've been having city council meetings for, I mean, God knows how long now without security downstairs. And I mean, if it really came down to it, I mean, the police chief is there. I'm sure he can handle it. And I mean, Bill Collins is there. I mean, I mean, I don't know that he carries a gun. I mean, the police chief.
Apparently, he's intimidating.
Apparently, you know, he's a scary looking fellow. But no, I don't think he has a firearm, but the police chief obviously has his service weapon on him. But I mean, you know, Bill Collins was the former police chief. I'm sure the two of them could wrangle somebody down.
Isn't it odd the former police chief as mayor is the one who wants to put security in?
You know, I didn't even think about it, but when, I don't remember who it was, I think Terry called in earlier and said the city hall, you know, it is the police station. It is full of police officers.
Well, it is strange. You're going to break into the police station. That's not exactly where you want to go to start firing guns.
No, I don't think that's where I'd want to go. But, you know, what do you do about it, I guess? I think, I mean...
Probably the most camera'd up, gunned up, police officered up building in Marion. That's the one you got to have security. I don't even think they have that at the sheriff's station.
Really? That's funny. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's a security problem. I really don't. I don't think it's a money problem either, because, like I explained, I mean, if it was really that big of a deal, send Pollock home as soon as the meeting's end and have a salary person stay over.
And what's it all about?
I'd hate to say it's all a media thing. But, like, I mean, 15 minutes gives people enough time to talk to their, like, council people. But, I mean, we are the ones who always end up staying the latest. So, it would certainly seem that it impedes the most on us.
You know, even if it's...
That's the problem.
If it's not about the media, you would think that you would realize that it would look that way to do something like this. See, that's what I always think about. Let's say your intentions truly aren't that way. You think you would get that doing that is going to look that way.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with an hour? I mean, if you really wanted to force close City Hall, like, give an hour. I don't think we've ever been over an hour. I don't think it's ever been open an hour or past the closing of a city council meeting.
It's not like every meeting there's an interview.
No, like,
I don't even understand that part of it.
And usually the interviews are like 10, 15 minutes tops.
Got me.
So, like, it's not like I've said now probably a billion times, it's not like people are just standing in the upstairs area, the waiting room.
Foyer?
Yeah, just it's not like they're just chilling there, just hanging out, wasting time. I mean, like, they're talking to their council people, the council people are talking to each other, the administration's talking to them, you know, amongst themselves, people are using the bathroom because you've been sitting there in the city council meetings for a while. Like, there's stuff going on, and then, you know, we usually let the citizens talk to their council people first, as, you know, just seems like the polite thing to do, I guess. And then we talk to them last, if there's anything to talk about.
I don't know. It just all seems a little screwball to me.
I don't see a need to close city council. Or City Hall.
Well, we'll find out Monday.
It'll be interesting.
So, I don't know. I think it's just a bad look. But I do believe, as I've said before, I think Bill Collins believes what he's doing is the right thing. I mean, why wouldn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody does anything thinking that... If you thought it was the wrong choice, why would you do it?
Right, but what I have a problem with is if you don't believe that, why don't you say it? If you're a council person and you believe that that's not the right thing to do, say it.
Well, I mean, maybe come Monday we'll hear some...
I mean, I don't think people were fearful of Scherzer.
Well, I don't think any. I don't know the church. I don't. I think I might have seen Schercher stand up one time in the. I didn't go to many city council meetings under Schercher, but.
I didn't realize the whole thing about Schercher today. That was terrible.
Oh yeah.
Don't have time to get into it, but. Ugh.
What an interesting thing that was.
I had no idea.
Nope, never something I would have thought of.
Well, say it real quick so they know. We're not going to get into it though.
We had a call that basically said that Mayor Schercher belonged in like a romance novel or something like that.
See, even hearing it makes me laugh. I can't believe that's a thing.
That's just it's an interesting thought.
I mean, I would okay. And Jack Kellogg was a grandfatherly-like person.
Yep.
And Bill Collins is like, what was it?
I don't think she ever answered that one.
I don't know. Whatever. You know, God bless him.
It was interesting.
See, I think once you're a political person, I guess I just don't see people that way.
What way?
I don't really care how they look.
Yeah,
this is not important in my life.
I don't think I pay much attention to it.
No, I mean, are you effective? Are you not effective? Are you a good person? Are you not a good person? That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
And are you dressed appropriately?
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't want anybody showing up wearing like basketball shorts and a T-shirt
or overalls.
Well, I ain't got nothing against overalls.
Anyway, show's coming up next. We're done. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
With our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but
I can tell.
I wasn't even